Back home, a medicinal cannabis company is relieved the cannabis referendum went up in smoke, saying more research into the drug is needed. Dozens of industry members gathered in Auckland yesterday for MedCan 2020, the New Zealand medicinal cannabis sector's first summit. While other companies are disappointed with the result, they say the vote won't hurt their business. Jean Bell was there.
The cannabis referendum, legalising the drug for restricted recreational use, recently failed by a slim margin. 50% of New Zealanders said no to legalisation, but 48% said yes. Doctors can already prescribe medicinal cannabis, and New Zealand companies are developing their products for use. Among those attending the MedCan Medicinal Cannabis Summit at Auckland's Altea Centre is Palmjeet Randhawa. Mr. Randhawa is a director at Green Lab, a Christchurch-based medicinal cannabis company aiming to make its market debut next year. He is glad that the referendum failed to pass, as he doesn't think there is enough research on the active compounds in cannabis.
Before we start running, we should start walking. The medical cannabis research, which need more clinical trials, need more molecular biology side of things in the plant, and getting consistently same product for clinical trials is a challenge.
He says research and development, along with producing the medicinal cannabis, is costly. This means products will be expensive at first.
You can't grow it like a normal agriculture crop because you can't use any pesticides. It's a medicine, it's going to an immunocompromised patient, right? So you have to find an alternative. Grow in a fully controlled environment, simply controlled environment, so your plant don't get disease, because it's going to cure a disease. Yes, it will be expensive in the start, but basically you are getting a medicine.
Paul Manning, chief executive of Helios Therapeutics, is disappointed by the referendum result, but he says it hasn't pulled the rug out from beneath his business.
We looked at the referendum as, if it passed, it would have been a wonderful bonus for our industry. It would have made access to these products much easier, and it would have lowered costs and other barriers to access for patients. So we saw it as an add-on to what we'd already built as a business, as opposed to something that was fundamental to our success.
Mark Lucas, chief executive of Canna South, says it will largely be business as usual.
Obviously a yes vote, it would have had some impact on the industry, but you know, when you're building any business, you just really need to have a certainty of the environment that you're operating in. And so for us, now we know the regulations that we've got that have been in place since the 1st of April, which is what we've been working towards. So we've just got to get on and build the business.
He says the future is bright, both for the industry and the consumers set to benefit.
We're going to see in the future advanced formulations of different cannabinoids targeting specific conditions. They will be a normal tool that prescribers are used to in time. The stigma and the dogma around cannabis will slowly subside as we develop, higher grade products and deliver better therapeutic effects, and more clinical data is produced. So, there's a little bit of patience required, but this is the long game really.
Graham Muller, Chief Executive of NZ Tech, says the referendum result won't stop the development of medicinal products in New Zealand, but the stigma around using the products might affect use and access.
It'll impact patients' desire to use a good medicine. It definitely impacts doctors' decisions of whether or not they prescribe it, for example. And so those things will mean that decent medicines, good, well, scientifically thought through products won't get to the people who need them.
But he is optimistic about the future and says New Zealand has an opportunity to create a whole new export industry with medicinal cannabis. Mō te hōtaka o te atene, ko Jean Bell, DNA.